Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, October 16th, 2019. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Morning. Johnny Cakes Awville's here.
Hello.
And Jason Bishop.
Look at that energy.
I mean,
that's 601.
They're in the World Series. We're celebrating a sweep.
Unbelievable.
A sweep of the Cardinals.
Didn't even trail in the series.
Jumped on them early.
When was the last time that
got
happened?
A little dicey there in the eighth inning, but Daniel Hudson got out of the bases loaded jam.
Mm-hmm.
And then they close it out, and it's history. The Washington Nationals, who were 19-31 earlier this season, have advanced to their first ever World Series. We're celebrating with you throughout the show. It's Open Line Nats, 800-636-1067. An amazing run. What's been your favorite part of the run? Howie Kendrick wins the MVP. Feel great for him. I watched some of the post-game interviews on MLB Network. He couldn't be a nicer guy. He was there with his wife, his family.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I saw the initial interview. I didn't go so deep where I'm watching like his family get interviewed, too. But, yeah, he couldn't be a more humble, down-to-earth, just happy dude. And I'm glad he won the MVP.
I mean, the kind of year he had in the regular season. You know, but prior to this year, he only had one other year where he had more homers than he did this year. He had 17. He had 18 one other previous year. It's been the best year of his career, and he talked about it. His best moments in his career, and he's had a long career. He's 36 years old. His best moments have been here with the Washington Nationals.
Yeah, I feel great for him. Feel great for Zim.
Man, Zim was
been
hyped.
Been here for 15 seasons.
Man, he was hyped.
Yeah,
from the start, the RFK years. 800-636-1067 if you want to celebrate with us. It's just an awesome thing.
So tell me what the experience was like. Give me the little play-by-play, the breakdown. Where'd you go first, the pregame? I assume you went to Circa.
Of course.
And then how long were you there? What time did you get to the stadium? What was the atmosphere like?
Well, these guys were at Circa a lot longer because it took me 2.5 hours to get here.
Oh, okay.
I left my house at 5.
Was that Metro?
No, I ended up not going with Metro because I wasn't sure if I could leave my car at Metro overnight.
Right.
I had a friend tell me that you can do it, but you may get ticketed. And so that was...
It scared you off.
Scared me a little bit, and I just
So it was just 2.5 hours of sort of regular traffic, or like when did it
there
get...
There was traffic
when did
from
you
the
hit
270
the Nats
spur all the way until the American Legion Bridge. They had shut down a couple lanes. I think there was a truck. It didn't turn over, but there was something going on with an 18-wheeler on the American Legion Bridge.
Gotcha.
Plus, at that time... The sun's coming down, and a lot of people just slow down because of the glare of the sun.
Mm-hmm.
So that was brutal. And then the G-Dub Parkway, which is usually pretty smooth sailing until maybe the last mile or so before you get on 395, there was a backup for about 4 or 5 miles.
Well, you know what I do lately?
I wasn't stressing about it.
Right.
I mean, I told you guys I was going to be there at 6. I might have parked at 7:15. Maybe it was 2 hours and 15 minutes. But it was a long haul.
When I go on that GW Parkway and I see those line of cars, like for a Nats game, I'll go past it, drive to Reagan National, and just come back the other way.
I like that move.
And you know, it takes extra 5 minutes,
yeah,
but you're not sitting there for miles.
I think you can do that when just one of the lanes is slowed down, but both of the lanes were slowed down.
Yeah.
For miles. So.
Well,
but I mean, I made it safe, and I was listening to Pete Medhurst and Danny Ruye doing the pregame, getting hyped up for the game.
You guys should have.
And then eventually, I did meet you guys over at Circa. I had one beer and your leftover hummus.
Should have spent time at MGM National Harbor seeing flops because I encountered virtually no traffic until I got within a block or two of the stadium.
That's what you did.
I just cruised right into DC. It was beautiful in the back door.
Yeah. But man, it's incredible that you know how tense it was for the Brewers wild card game and how tense it was for the Dodgers series that they just cruised past
the Cardinals.
Well, I don't
know if Valdez can find this, but somebody hit us up, and I vaguely remember a caller calling in and said, yeah, they're going to sweep the Cardinals.
Right.
And we mocked them.
Right.
There's
mocked
a lot
them.
Of mocking happening.
So I don't know if you can find that, Valdez. I mean, I know. It's like trying... Can you type in that special
this
machine?
This is Matt Valdez.
Sweep the Cardinals.
He'll find
it's a
it.
Needle in a haystack.
I will look,
but it's a needle in a
he's
haystack.
He's like the Indiana Jones of finding obscure clips.
Before the series started, at some point, I don't know if we were going around taking predictions or what.
A caller called
in and said, "Yeah, we're hot. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. We slayed the dragon. And now we're going to sweep the Cardinals. We're going to the frickin' World Series."
Well, I felt like we were there. So we were in the press box. So I meet them over at Circa.
What was the atmosphere like? You know, pre-gaming before and like how many people were down here?
It was raucous. I mean,
what were the restaurants
we were at Circa,
like?
And there was just a constant stream of people like on the sidewalks coming through the restaurant, going into the outdoor patio section.
The bullpen was jumping.
Yeah.
I mean, the streets were probably filled.
Oh, packed. So full. So
people
much
everywhere.
So much red in the city.
A lot of red.
Except for the three of us because we had to wear nicer clothes.
We had to wear big boy clothes.
We had to wear big boy clothes.
So you sat in the press box.
We did, yes.
We stood in the press box.
Oh, you didn't have your own chairs.
I mean, there was a chair or two we could have grabbed, but...
But then we would have been... I mean, we kind of were separated. Pete Medhurst.
How many people were in the press box?
And Chris Lingebach.
50?
Oh, we're sitting together.
100.
100?
100, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. It was packed.
It was jammed.
Oh, we just stood behind guys and watched. I talked to Mike Wise.
Oh, you did?
Just chilling.
Yeah.
But during that first inning, when Robles hits the pop-up, which generally would be an out.
Well, Jose Martinez is the worst outfielder in the world.
Well, yeah, the second baseman, the first baseman.
And he has been for his entire career.
And Jose Martinez all converge on the ball, and then it just drops. I felt like... Well, there's just no way the Cardinals coming back. They're laying down, and it looked like that was the case. But they did fight back.
You look at that game and how it played out in the first inning, you can't help but think that the Cardinals were just checked out mentally.
Right.
That's what I thought.
I mean, Wong drops a ball. Mm-hmm. How does that happen? By the way, Edmund's play was sick. Wong just drops the ball. Martinez is just an idiot and just lets the ball drop. I mean, that's not Wong's play. That's Martinez's play 10 times out of 10. And then, it's 7-0, and Hudson doesn't even make it out of the first.
Well, dude, I've never seen this before.
I mean, talk about some bad luck for these guys.
By the time we actually
got
to the press box and got our bearings straight, they were about 7 pitches in.
Yeah.
And I look up, and by the 8th pitch, Wainwright is warming up.
I know.
8 pitches. I've never seen that before. 8 pitches in to start a game. And I get it, all hands on deck, and, but I'm stunned.
At one point during the boat race, during the 7-run
inning. And they only had a
couple
days off.
Yeah. I was standing in the press box behind like 3 guys. I had no idea who they were. And for a second, I lost my mind and forgot where I was.
You
and I
woo.
No, I didn't do that, but I definitely did this.
I clapped
once, and the dude in front of me cranes his neck and looks at me like I had, just committed a felony.
Right,
and then I realized, I was like, oh, I'm in the press box. I can't,
that place,
can't cheer.
I'll be
I
honest with you. The place is miserable.
It's butt on fun.
It's a funeral
in
there.
The press box is not that fun.
It's a funeral in there.
Everybody's keeping score.
Yeah,
everybody's scoring the game.
You should have said, what are you looking at, dude?
I did.
I'm
not
a fan.
I just looked straight ahead. Yeah. I didn't engage.
Yeah.
And I just went and hung out with Shorts. Who's still here, by the way, cranking out content. And Funny Dan.
I think Shorts is he just wants to stroke out. You can't stay up this late.
No, it's all about the page views, EB. The page views are hot.
Yeah,
right
go to thefandc.com. You can listen to all of the radio calls from the game last night.
Which
in
I
fact,
need to hear, by the way. I need to hear those at some point.
You know
like
how
soon.
You can do it, Cakes? The new radio.com app allows you to rewind 24 hours. So you listen to 106.7 The Fan on radio.com, and you just rewind to the game coverage.
So it's a radio DVR.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm used to the DVR.
You love DVR.
So I actually left. Corbin striking out the side and the top?
Oh.
I'm just like, it's on again.
The right. Place was electric. I mean, it really is. Amazing. I saw Pete Medhurst tweet this, and we're going to talk to Pete at 6:45. He said, D.C. is a baseball town. You know what D.C. is? It's a hockey town when the Caps are on a run.
It's an event
baseball
town.
It's an event
town.
We
talked about it.
It's a championship town.
It is.
We're rivaling Boston. We're going to have parades every other year.
It'd be awesome.
Well, it is incredible, and I know everybody's jacked up and fired up. I still can't believe it. It still hasn't quite hit me.
I know.
Somebody
crazy.
Said, and I don't know if this is true, but during the game yesterday, did Steinberg tweeted or something that World Series tickets, like the cheapest, are like $700.
And like the parking is like $230.
$230 for parking right now. $700.
Good luck.
So you're talking about it's going to be $1,000 just to get in there.
I know.
Probably be in that dumb press box again.
When I went to game one in 04 in Fenway Park, you remember it. I was kind of begging people on the radio, hey,
right,
give me some connections.
Nuh-uh.
I ended up paying.
You're angling?
I ended up paying, I think, $1,100 or $1,200 for my ticket. Plus, I had to take the train. I flew up.
Let me just
say this. I probably spent $1,500.
As far as getting back in the press box, if that happens, the whole, you got to wear dress clothes. You got to dress up. That's very liberal. They're very liberal with that policy from some of the dressing that I saw going on.
So many pairs of jeans.
So many jeans.
Jeans and hoodies.
And I felt like an accountant because I bought a pair of Dockers and I had my shirt.
You bought a pair of Dockers?
I did, yeah.
That's hilarious.
And
you didn't have?
I had my shirt.
Your humongous closet.
Didn't really have any slacks.
You don't have any slacks.
When do I wear slacks?
You should have a pair.
I have like a couple suits. I just didn't have them. So I went and bought Dockers. I look like an accountant. I look like a total nerd. I was like, everybody here is wearing jeans. This is an outrage.
I felt that way because my cousin was in section 113.
That's great.
And I hadn't seen him in a while. So I told you guys, I left in the fourth inning and I went to find my cousin Eduardo. And I hung out with him. I saw our guy Brad from Chance for Life. Mm-hmm. I saw Doug Kammerer.
Oh,
there were all kinds
of
people. I think Tom Wilson was there.
How about Cakes and I ran into Brett?
Where'd we run into him? What's happening?
Cakes had to go to the 50-50 line.
Yeah.
So we had to go to the 50-50 line before we left. We left right around the eighth inning.
I've yet to check my ticket. And I'm chopping with Brett if one of us
I wanted to point out, so when I walked down there, there's all kinds of junkies listeners. What's up, JP? And I just felt like such a nerd because I'm wearing my
JP.
My Hugo Boss like striped shirt, and everybody's wearing red.
JP.
Everybody is wearing Nats gear except for the junks.
Yeah,
and I'm walking in the concourse, and everybody's like, "Why are you dressed like that?"
Yeah,
long story.
Yeah, it's awful, but that's how we got in. So appreciate it. Thank you, MLB.
If we do it next time, I'll wear this red T-shirt underneath.
Yes, that's a good move.
My button-down shirt, and then I just take it off the button.
We were so clueless about the press box because we've been there so infrequently. We went to the wrong level at first. We went a whole level up.
Oh, you did?
We're walking around like, where is everybody? And then we realized, it's another level down.
And we should mention, we are going to have Nats guests throughout the show.
Open
They're going to be calling
Nats
in
too.
Throughout the show. We're taking your calls as we celebrate. We'll be popping bottles shortly. Why don't we sprinkle in a few phone calls here right at the top of the show. Give us your thoughts.
Oh, by the way.
Your favorite part of this run.
Apparently I said I was going to Porky Pig if they get to the World Series.
Doing that. No one wants to see you, Porky Pig.
No one's going to see you anyway, but it's just for the I'll hang my shorts here for an hour. I'll do it for an hour because I said I was going to do it. It's just ridiculous.
You're a man of your word.
I'm a man of my word.
Are you going to fully Porky Pig or are you just going to take your jeans off?
Well, first of all, I never wear jeans to work. It's always sweats. If you do it, you got to commit to the bit.
I'll be honest, I didn't even remember you saying you're going to
Neither did I, but I get 6 million tweets about it.
I do remember.
Listeners remember.
I'm not saying that anymore. And this friggin' World Series run's already cost me at least $500.
Bankrupting you.
I'm going to load up on the Astros or the Yankees, too.
Yeah, I know you are.
Because we're not actually going to win the World Series, are we, Cakes? I mean, this is insane.
Oh, they could win it. They definitely could win it. I don't care who you're facing, you're still going to be throwing out Max, Stras, Corbin, and Sanchez. That will get you competitive with anybody.
Verlander, Cole, pretty good.
Understood.
Let's go to Brandon in Gaithersburg. What's up, buddy?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's up, man?
I'm still riding the adrenaline high from last night. I'm actually driving my way. I didn't really sleep last night. I don't know how you guys feel about that. But
Cakes got a lot of sleep.
Yeah, tons.
You got tons of sleep.
I wanted to say, you know, it's so cool as a DC sports fan to just like breathe a sigh of relief where I'm actually cautiously optimistic. You know, everything's coming together. I was one of those bitter Harper fans last year, and then to see Soto, I did not expect him to do this well. But even like Rainey, I mean, the dude's throwing 100 miles per hour, and that trade that we got for him. I mean, like everything's just coming together, and I'm just really pumped. I mean, it's just like a really good feeling as a DC sports fan. So I know the big fan of you all, longtime listener. I'm just still riding a high, and I'm going into work early with a huge smile on my face this morning.
Nice,
you are. Very good.
A lot of people are.
Enjoy it. How nervous were you in the eighth inning when the bases are loaded? They actually had the winning run at the plate.
I was mildly nervous. I wasn't as, I don't know,
Speed up 3-0, you were okay.
Yeah, I wasn't as nervous.
He had to work in that inning.
Yeah.
Because they wanted Doolittle, who had a very clean seventh inning, to get through that eighth inning so that Hudson would close it out in the ninth. and there were just so many pitches in that eighth inning. It actually worked out for me because I left, I guess it was the seventh inning, and I got my car, and I made it home for the last out.
Right, right. No, Cakes and I left right in the middle of some of that drama and got back to the crib right over here, the condo, mm-hmm. and so we saw the end of the eighth unfold. So, yeah, I was good.
By the way,
I was too stressed.
Ask me how much I paid for parking.
Zippy.
I wish.
Oh,
why? Where'd you park?
I parked here in the building.
Oh, that's right.
About 50, I think,
I'm not
right?
a monthly. $45.
Oh, 45.
Because I'd been in my car so long, I didn't feel like rolling the dice
yeah,
and
of course.
Making
I don't
the
blame
turn
you.
Around to Homewood Suites. Because one time I did that on game day,
bucks.
And the guy in the
Hurts.
Yellow vest just grilled me right. and said that I couldn't take a turn into Homewood Suites. I was like, but I park here every day.
Yeah,
he
didn't care.
I don't care.
They don't care about you. They just want the traffic to keep moving.
Right.
Right.
They're not having your left turn at all.
All right, let's do one more here before we go to break. Let's
I paid
go to,
Zippy for parking.
Ahmed in Ashburn. Ahmed, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So it was the year 2005. It was a freshman in high school. It was a sitting cafeteria. And me and my friends, we were talking about the Nationals and talking about Ryan Zimmerman. And then last night when we saw Ryan Zimmerman talking, like right there, like I just started breaking down because it was just like amazing to see, like, finally.
Your phone's breaking up.
Yep.
Yeah, it's great for
Feel
Ryan
for
Zimmerman.
Him, man. He was
especially
going crazy.
The ups and downs of his career, most you know, most recently this year with the plantar fascia. I mean, he's had so many injuries, it seems like, the last
Nicky
couple
Knack
years.
Things.
That guy had the St. Louis Cardinals of phones.
I just can't believe just the thorough domination
just,
of the Cardinals.
Just
stuff.
Punk
that,
them.
That's just incredible to me. And we'll break it all down. We'll go into all the stats.
Well, how about this? They never trailed in the series.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's happened like six or seven times ever.
It wasn't even close.
Nope. It really wasn't.
Well,
and the Nats have now won 16 of their last 18 games.
It got hairy. Let's be honest.
It got hairy a little bit.
Yeah, but at the end, it was one of these. In totality, the series was a boat race.
I mean, Matt Carpenter was basically Cakes the entire series if he just gets the bat on the ball once.
You mean he was silly?
Yeah, it wasn't very good.
That what you're trying to say?
It could have been totally different.
Hey, I'm guessing you didn't win that 50-50?
I haven't checked.
Oh.
You might be a big fat winner. It was, when we left, it was like 60,000.
I still have a micro sweat.
You got a sweat.
As far as I know.
So the 60,000, and they have to check it, or that's the jackpot?
You chop it.
Chop the 60.
And then,
if
I hit it, I chop it with Brett.
Right, right.
Because we decided on a chop.
All right, can we look at it live on the air?
Sure.
Next segment?
Yeah.
All right, we are celebrating.
We got to get our champagne.
Want to take your calls.
I got to take my pants off.
800-636-1067. The Nationals are in the World Series. We'll have guests throughout the show, including the GM and President of Baseball Ops, Mike Rizzo.
Very good.
He'll join us at 9 o'clock here on The Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington celebrating a historic night. The Nationals advance to their first ever World Series. Complete the sweep of the St. Louis Cardinals. How sweet it is. EB, we've got bottles of Tattinger.
Yeah, we do.
Got to pop some champagne bottles.
Should we do it now? We have Jags on, right?
Yeah, we'll
wait until next
Jags.
Segment. We'll wait until next segment.
You can pop it like now.
Valdez is shaking his head. He wants to do it next segment.
All right, Dave Jagler joins us on the Matt Suarez Hotline, the voice of the Nationals. He's been part of these champagne celebrations.
Well, he's got clinch gear.
Yeah,
he's actually got clinch clothing.
He's ready for
Jags,
it.
Jags, how fun was last night?
Hey, don't let me stop your celebration. Don't hold up on my account. Feel free to pop away. I mean, I just watched that a few hours ago. Yeah, I still smell like it, I think. Even been in the shower
last
night.
Well, we got 3.5 hours to do it. So
let me ask you something.
Pace yourself. Pace yourself.
So, Jack, your clinch gear, you'll wear it on any sort of elimination game where we have a chance to clinch. Is that the deal?
Well, no. I mean, truth be told, I don't wear it to the ballpark. It's not the most, attractive clothing. I really don't want to be seen in it because I don't care about it. So, I do this, the play-by-play in the seventh inning, and then, hand it to Charlie. He does the top of the eighth inning. If the Nationals have the lead going to the bottom of the eighth inning, I think back to the booth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, see, he's like Superman.
Wardrobe change. Yeah. Wardrobe change, which wild card game was a little dicey because the wardrobe change at the bottom of the eighth inning, because that's when they scored the three runs against Soto. And it got really dicey at Dodger Stadium, too, because they didn't win till extra innings.
Right.
I was doing the play-by-play. So that wardrobe change was even later.
Last night, you might think you're jinxing it when the bases are loaded and all of a sudden they actually have the winning run. The Cardinals, who looked like they were dead early in the game, looked like they were laying down, they fight back and they actually have the winning run at the plate in the eighth inning.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's why I wait till after the top of the eighth inning. Figure three outs to go, I'm not going to jinx it. But, at the end of that game, it almost felt to me like relief. Worst case scenario, that had not gone their way, they were still up 3-1. It almost felt to me like a game seven, like they've got to win it tonight, just to keep them down and not let them have any momentum. And to score seven runs in the first inning is kind of, I think, the football equivalent of returning the opening kickoff for a touchdown, and then you kick off, and the other team fumbles, and you return that for a touchdown.
Right,
it was unbelievable. And then you're sitting the rest of the game counting outs, and all of a sudden you realize, well, they're going to be stuck on seven, and the Cardinals chip away, and now it's 7-4, and the Nats are still going to be stuck on seven. So is seven going to be enough? And then they get a couple innings clean, and then all of a sudden the eighth inning happens. And I once he got Carpenter, and I felt pretty good about the Carpenter matchup. Once he got Carpenter out, I felt like he was going to breeze through the ninth inning, and fortunately he did.
Right. Let's talk about
Carpenter was a dud the entire series. I don't think he got a hit.
He went 0-for.
I love that matchup, yeah. That's why you wanted to finish it off last. I mean, those guys won 90 games. They're a good team. I was on with you a couple of days, and even going into game three, many momentum. And even though only one team has ever come back from 3-0 down, if you have a 7-0 lead and don't close it out, then all of a sudden the Cardinals think they've got their mojo back and maybe their hitters get going. So it felt really important to close that out, especially considering how the game started.
Yeah, talk about Corbin and his performance, because he ended up giving up a few runs there, but he was striking out guys left and right. Seemed to have pretty good command of his stuff. How do you overall evaluate Patrick?
Yeah, I mean, a weird outing. I mean, he's the first pitcher in postseason history to strike out 10 batters in the first four innings, and you're figuring, okay, he's just following along in the line of Sanchez and Scherzer and Strasburg. And, we've seen Corbin this year, especially in the second half, have like one inning escapes him. And he's going to walk a bunch of guys and, have a high pitch count inning. Oftentimes it's the first inning. So once you got through the first inning, you felt good, but then he had Bader 0-2 and walked him, and I'm like, uh-oh, is this going to be the inning? And then there's a seeing-eye hit, and then he can't put away Fowler. And to his credit, after he gave up the three runs, he's got Goldschmidt and Ozuna. It looks like he's coming out of the game, but Davey stuck with him. He struck out Goldschmidt twice, struck out Ozuna twice. He strikes him out a third time and gets him through five innings. So, overall, not the greatest outing, but at least he was able to get through five. And honestly, the bullpen, you're sitting there early in the year, there's no way this bullpen's getting 12 outs. Well, it's a different bullpen now, and Tanner Rainey's a big part of this going forward into the World Series. He's going to have key batters to face, and you had, because you won game three so lopsided, you had Doolittle and Hudson rested to get you nine outs, and Davey Martinez went for the jugular there, and it worked out.
Mm-hmm. No, it's been awesome. We're talking to Dave Jagler, voice of the Nationals, right here on 106.7 The Fan. He's going to be calling the World Series. How much sleep did you get? When did you get home?
Well, we were on the air doing the post-game clubhouse till about 12:30.
Right.
Met my wife for a nightcap across the street. And, I had to take some family to the airport this morning, so I had a reason to get up. So I got, this was planned, my daughter had to get back from school, so I had to be up, and they had a flight out of Reagan this morning, and I'm I'm up. Let me go on with the junkies and celebrate this.
Well,
so
you got some hours. You got some time off, man.
Yeah, you can go to the Bahamas for the weekend.
Yeah, what are you going to do for 5 days?
Quick trip.
I mean, I guess you watch the Yankees Astros, but casually take a couple notes.
This is an All-Star break times two for me. We're not used to being off for a week, but I'm honestly dragging a little bit. I mean, the postseason I think for us was just a real grind because you win the wild card game. And kind of celebrate that into the wee hours, and you got to get on a plane the next day and fly to L.A., flying back to D.C., and then you're flying back to L.A. You celebrate the Game 5 win, then you're on a plane the next morning to St. Louis, play a couple of games. You're back. I mean, I've not known what day it is and what time it is for about 2 weeks now. So a few days off might do some good. I know it's going to do the players some good. And then the key of this whole scenario is how do they avoid getting rusty, and that's the challenge that the Davey Martinez and his staff have. There's a fine line between rest and rust,
right?
And history has not treated teams that clinch early kindly in the World Series. But you can't, when you have a chance to win the series, you're happy to win it last night, and you'll sit back and hopefully after a few days down, the players will get back and in their groove and ready to go.
Yeah, the stat you might be referring to, I heard Chad talking about it throughout his show yesterday. I guess 9 of the last 10 teams that have clinched early have actually lost. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of scary. You just hope that's sort of a random thing and not a real meaningful thing. But it does make sense that you could get a little rusty out of your rhythm. What do you suspect will be the plan for the players? A couple days off and then what, simulated games, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I mean, they've got the extra pitchers there. So, yeah, you're going to try to simulate game conditions, here after a couple days down. And and then when you find out who the opponent's going to be, they're going to have to travel. And they might not be able to travel until the day before the World Series starts. I mean, if the American League Series goes the full seven, that's a Sunday night game.
Right.
So then you're either traveling to Houston or New York on Monday and then playing game one next Tuesday. So, I'm sure they're totally off today. I mean, I was kind of, had Davey on our post-game scrum in the clubhouse, and he said, they're not going to want to see me tomorrow, so they're going to be off today. And I'm sure, starting around tomorrow, that they'll map out a plan as to how to keep fresh. And the one thing this does, it allows you to line up your pitching. I mean, if you're looking at it from the Houston side, if they have to use Gerrit Cole and Justin Verlander to close out the Yankees in a long series, then you don't have those guys maybe in the first two games of the World Series. And the Nationals can go in whatever direction they want. And that's going to be an interesting decision. I mean, do you go Max in game one? Do you go Strasburg in game one? You figure whoever it's not, the other guy is going to be in game two, and then you line up Corbin Sanchez for 3-4 for the games at Nationals Park, however you want. So you got to take this as a positive that you can line up your pitching, which is your strength, and you can line it up however you want.
I'm going to assume that they're not going to sort of upset the apple cart, and then even though Max wasn't the same sort of Max down the stretch, in the playoffs he's been pretty darn good. I'm going to assume they go Max 1, Steven 2, just to keep it sort of what they've been all along.
Yeah. I think that's probably a good call, and there's no wrong answer to that question. I mean, the way Strasburg has dominated postseason baseball. So, you look at those clubs. Houston's got a terrific offense. The Yankees have a home run slugging offense. It's going to be a good challenge, but this pitching staff, I think you'd stack it up against any lineup to be able to shut them down. And they had a tremendous plan. Let's be honest, the plan they had against the Cardinal hitters, they dominated them for basically the four games of the series. Never trailed, so hopefully they've been doing their diligence and scouting the Astros and the help. They know the Astros well. They play them 7-8 times a year in spring training.
Right.
It could be the battle of spring training for World Series. That'd be interesting.
Battle of West Palm.
Joined by Dave Jagler, Nats GM. So we're talking about kind of the layoff here. I want to actually just talk about
Nats
kind of.
Did you call me Nats GM?
Oh, I maybe did. Sorry.
Hey, you've been elevated.
Lax.
Wow. I got a raise.
You'll take that awesome. Job.
For some reason on my mind, Nats GM Mike Rizzo is going to be on with us at 9 o'clock. We're talking to Dave Jagler, the voice of the Nats. I wanted to ask you about kind of a personality thing. I was up late watching some of the interviews and the pressers afterwards, and Steven Strasburg almost made a joke on the MLB Network. Can you talk about the evolution of Steven Strasburg and his personality?
I'll give a lot of credit to that, guys, to the pitching coach, Paul Menhart. When Menhart came in May, and Menhart was the first guy that Strasburg ever met. When he was drafted in 2009, he went down to the instructional league before he ever threw a pitch in a professional game. Menhart was the first guy to work with him. So this relationship goes back a decade. And I remember there was a game, the Nationals were playing poorly. This was, Menhart took over I think after the Cardinals series in the beginning of May, and there was a shot in the dugout, maybe the next, one of Menhart's first couple of games as the pitching coach, and Strasburg wasn't pitching, and he was talking, and he and Steven were talking, and Strasburg was smiling, going, wait a second, what's going on here? So Menhart kind of has the, I think, had the key to unlock his personality initially, and then Gerardo Parra, I think, made it his mission when he came over and kind of, instituted the dance parties and all the fun, that everybody, all 25 guys, were going to be included in the hijinks. And the group hugs they've had in the postseason. I mean, what a picture moment that is. And last night in the clubhouse, he and Parra dancing in the celebration. So I think you credit Paul Menhart, number one, and then Gerardo Parra, number two, for kind of almost dragging the personality out of him in these situations. And whether he hit the home run in Atlanta and had to dance, it's really been cool to see. And I think it's got to help him on the mound. I mean, the one thing that he's, the maturity that he has now to deal with adversity. I mean, that was the knock on him, right? If, when things are going swimmingly, he's great. But if there's a bad call, if there's a blooper, the outing's going to fall apart. Well, he doesn't have that anymore. If something goes wrong, he's able to process that and say, you know what? I can't control it. I'm going to put it aside. I'm going to go dominate the next hitter. And there was that scenario in his start against the Cardinals. A couple of bloop hits, call didn't go his way. That's all right. I'm going to strike out the next guy. So, maybe being able to relax a little bit has allowed him to put aside any adversity and just focus on the process of getting the next hitter out.
Jags, really appreciate all right, you calling Jags. Us this morning. Go grab a nap, an epic nap right now.
Plan on it. An early morning nap. I'm not used to these. My body clock continues to be all messed up.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, thank
you. Days to breathe.
Thanks, thank Jags. You, Dave. Let's keep it going.
Enjoy that champagne.
Yep. All right, we'll do,
Jags,
buddy.
The GM.
I love Dave.
Mike Rizzo will be better. Great,
Dave's a good dude.
Yeah. He is a good guy.
All right, so why don't we do this? Let's hear the celebratory music, Valdez. Let's get some calls cranked up. We'll come back, and we'll actually pop the champagne. We'll do the bit. We've got some nice, cold Tattinger? Are we pronouncing that correctly?
Who knows?
Is
Who
it
cares?
Tattinger?
I think it's probably Tattinger.
It might be
T-A-I.
Tattinger. It might be Je? Tattinger.
I don't even know.
Brut la Francais.
What are we, wine connoisseurs all of a sudden?
We're definitely not.
Let's just pop them and drink it.
Woo! Next in the World
Kicks
Series.
Kicks loves to drink at 6:38.
I mean, I...
Come on, you know you do.
I asked EB if he wanted to go out for a nightcap last night. He rebuffed my advances.
He said, I'm too tired.
I'm ready.
I'm pretty tired.
To pop the bottles.
I mean, listen, it felt gross. I had three drinks at...
at Circa?
You know what?
Yeah.
I feel better because you spurned my advances.
I couldn't believe he still wanted more booze.
Sure, I was ready to celebrate.
Well, that's his routine late at night.
I know. That's what it is.
It's my go-to move.
Yeah.
You know why? Because there was zero booze in the press box. So I need to find it elsewhere.
You act like you couldn't have gone to the concourse and bought some beer.
Well, I could have. That's true.
You didn't want to spend $12 on
the beer. That place, I mean, I think the people watching the game is electric, but I know when I went to go see my cousin, he was in section 113. And then we hung out there a little bit. Like I said, a camera was there. A guy, Brad, Chance for Life. Tom Wilson was there. There's so many people just milling around drinking in those areas, not in their seats.
I think Darius Geis was wandering
he
around
was definitely there.
In his
really?
Nats jersey.
We saw Thomas Bryant in line.
We did, yeah. Jeffy was like, hey, Thomas, you should come on the show. And I wanted to crawl into a hole.
Nuh-uh. What did Thomas say?
What do you think he did? He was staring into his phone. Yeah, right. Barely acknowledging John Paul.
He didn't care about
it. I know who you are. It was so stupid.
Cared.
All right, when we come back, let's do some real celebrating. 800-636-1067. And we'll bang out your calls. Don't go anywhere.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We have some hardware to hold up and pass around the Warren C. Giles National League Championship Trophy. Belongs to the Washington Nationals.
Rizzo was fired up.
Yes, he
was. Got the trophy.
He should have been.
He'll be joined by Mike Rizzo, president of baseball ops, GM of the Nationals at 9 o'clock.
By the way, the Nats have won 18 of 21.
Sick run.
It's a sizzling run by them.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's pretty amazing.
Won their last eight of the regular season.
Hey, you know what else?
Win their wild card game against the Brewers in comeback fashion. Beat the Dodgers in five. And then a sweep of the Cardinals.
And the Nats were also on a mega heater when our in-studio guest, Pete Medhurst, was
Pedro.
Filling in.
Yes.
And
Pete,
calling
you're critical
the
part of the run there,
I
buddy.
I believe they were 12-3 when Pedro was behind the
I
mic.
I believe you're the reason that
good
they are
good luck, Sean,
where they
Pedro,
are.
Right there.
Hey, you better get your ring finger ready.
Yeah, you better get signed.
Did they mean, get did Pete get one?
Well, I know play-by-play play guys
we got one. He should get one. Yeah,
he's certainly. A play-by-play guy for 15 games. That's
right.
A significant
you
period
do 15
of time.
Games?
15.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, it's only supposed to be seven. I end up doing 15.
Are you going to be on the back of the Mustang with the Mustang GT in the parade with me?
Hey, man, if we're in the parade, Hoss, I'll jump in the back. I'll even ride in the trunk.
Oh, Hoss, you're in.
And let me tell you this about Pete. You need to listen to this station. Our station's been killing it with pregame coverage. Look, I was stuck in the car for over 2 hours yesterday, and Pete did the pregame with Danny yesterday. And I've listened to it a couple of times. You guys just crush it.
Of course they
for
do.
For an hour, getting you fired up. It's the pregame before the pregame.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing that's been amazing is being out of the red box is, and I told you last night, I equate it to A, being on the radio station in the morning for 55 seconds every hour, and then being able to do the Nationals games this year. There's so many people who actually know who I am. It's kind of staggering.
Right.
It's been really weird this year, but it's
been
a
awesome.
Lot of fun.
And you
it's
always
awesome.
And you've always told me that 55 seconds is a little too long. Per hour.
That's too much.
Yeah, you don't
too
want,
much Pedro.
You want it a little less.
We go down to 45. Got cash flash at 9 o'clock.
We're
I'm going for like 10 seconds.
Your 35, 45 is seconds. Rising. That's a good
thing. That's right. Do we have the cash flash going on right now?
Yes, starts at
the
9 o'clock every day.
Love the cash flash.
Right 9 o'clock. Awesome. People need to listen. All right, we're popping bottles, celebrating. You drink some
you're
champagne
drink,
with
you're
us.
You're going to drink with us, right, Pete?
I'll have a sip.
The Nats are in the World Series. Think about that. They're in the World Series. It wasn't that long ago we were talking about firing their manager
just think about this.
And trading Rendon.
The last time the Nats
turned it around.
Last time any Washington team was in a World Series was 1933.
Yes.
1933.
Slightly before our time.
That's pre-World War II. That is a long freaking time ago.
Just a little bit there, Pete, but that's enough. I know you're a professional. You don't like to drink on the job, but
phone lines are open at 800-636-1067. What's been your favorite part of this
bubbles.
Run?
Yeah,
we talked about Kendrick. We talked about Zimmerman. And just as we closed out with Dave Jagler, the voice of the Nats here on 106.7 The Fan, he mentioned how Strasburg's personality has changed. It really has. I watched that. You know what happened was I'm watching MLB Network, and I can't remember if it was Jim Thome or Harold Reynolds, but they brought up the shutdown with him. And
They brought it up with who?
With Strasburg.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
Strasburg's
yeah.
getting interviewed, and Thome or Harold Reynolds says, well, you know, nobody's going to talk about the shutdown anymore. Everything's changed. And
we're
gonna
talk about it now.
He goes, you just brought it up.
I mean, that was 7 years ago.
Was he bitter about it?
No, he laughed.
Yeah, he laughed.
He goes, you say that, but you just brought it up.
Well, right. You know, Ryan Zimmerman said, and it's Ryan Zimmerman, you take his opinion for what it is. He said he don't think he'd be here today if it weren't for that. And I tend to agree with him. I mean, the Nats, one thing they do is they take care of their players. They protected Strauss. Rizzo had a stubborn belief that this group was going to find a way to get back into the playoffs, and they've been repeatedly back in the playoffs. It's the first time they've finally broken through, but Steven Strasburg's a massive part of it. So, to me, there's no looking back. We'd love to have had him back in 2012, but they got him now, and he might even start game one.
He's dealing. What's been your favorite part, Pete, of this run?
Just the fact that, I mean, the drama. I mean, the Howie Kendrick grand slam. In fact, you go back to the Rendon and then Soto home runs against Kershaw. The Soto hit against Milwaukee in the wild card game.
Hater.
They're
beating great pitchers.
Josh is as good as it comes coming out of the bullpen right now, the local product out of Old Mill High School. And, you know, the fact that this has been their mantra all year. Late inning, willingness to get the big hit in the big situation. I mean, eighth innings this year have either produced great drama or a lot of tackle-on runs throughout the second half. It's been amazing to watch that pattern
Pete,
for this team.
Out. Don't look over to your left, because that's
goodness
right.
Gracious.
There's no more pants anymore, fellas.
Yeah, you took your pants off. You're so excited for that making
so
the World Series.
Too. I said a Porky Pig if we get to the friggin' World Series.
Yeah, you're a man of your word.
All right, let's sneak in some phone calls. We're just celebrating this run to the World Series. Now we're going to have a little bit of a breather.
I wouldn't say you're a man of honor, but taking your pants off and broadcasting.
What do you
see? I don't know if there's a lot of honor
Kicks,
in that.
What do you see right now?
Hairy legs.
Luckily,
it's dark.
His lower half is obscured by the desk and the chair.
Oh, okay.
So I just see hoodie.
You might see a lot now that I'm doing those Metro Men's Health spots.
That is a very good point.
A lot more than you bargained for.
I think he sees a lot of Chuckish right now.
Let's go to George in Hampton. George, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. How you doing, man? I played up in your poker tournament this year.
Nice.
I had a good time, and today is very bittersweet for me.
Why?
We banked on, my friend Doug, I could kill him. He's the worst gambler ever. He picks game five to buy tickets for. So all of our friends are up there last night watching him clinch, and we're supposed to be up there today. So I'm still rolling up. I'm catching a little 1-3 up at MGM today. But
nice.
I'm just,
I'm so
frustrated.
Well,
I didn't get the chance
to
see it.
Did you want him to actually lose so you could go to game five?
Well, look, I'll be honest with you. When it got to 7-4, I started going, you know what, we could probably deal with one loss, and then I could go see my game and watch me clinch tomorrow night.
But, it's very selfish of you.
It's very awful. But here's the deal. I think once the Nats shook the Dodgers, I mean, once they got that monkey off their shoulders, man, It opened them up, and they were just free rolling. And I just hope we don't tense up again. Now we're going to get hold of Houston. They got a lot of hitters on that team. But I got
Yankees,
news for you.
It's only 2-1 in that series. That series is far from over.
It could go either way.
But it does feel like the Caps. We've been talking about it now for a while.
It's impossible to
ignore. The
Caps
got over the hump of the Penguins.
I mean, the Caps did the free roll.
Yep.
Right after they got past Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. It's the same vibe.
Did you hear the people calling in on Grant Denny yesterday who were worried that the fact that the World Series is not until next Tuesday, saying that the Nats actually, it would benefit them to lose a game.
It's a tough one.
Dumb.
I mean,
I can't lose
come
on purpose.
It is a tough one, though.
Mega 106.7, the fan, P1, Walt from Alexandria calling.
Yes.
Nervous
about it.
Say,
yes.
Say, you know what? Can
they
lose
throw
one,
a game.
Nats can lose one game, or you know, how about lose two? So they just have that.
Baseball is a game of rhythm, and if you don't play for a week, you're going to get out of your rhythm.
Right.
Here's actually David Martinez. Here's the Nationals manager kind of talking about that and momentum after the game.
You know, the great thing is you win the series, but now you got to keep that momentum going. Other teams have struggled with that, but this team has handled every obstacle on its path. How are you going to map out the next week to get ready for whoever you have to play?
Well, we're gonna have fun tonight and take a day off tomorrow, and then come back, get ready to work from there on out.
Davey, congratulations. You're going to the World Series as a manager. You've been there before. Now you're in the big chair. Congrats.
Hey, love it. Love it. Hey, this is awesome.
It's so great for Davey because, let's be honest, the mandate was to get to the World Series.
Yes.
And after last year, nobody thought that was happening. I mean, we thought this was a good team.
After last year plus the first 50 games this year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're like, man, this is just like, when are they going to let him go?
Yeah, exactly.
What's Dusty
wants
to wait. Hey, I could have gotten him there. Come on, man. I got jobs.
For those listening on the radio.
I could have taken the squad to the World Series.
Cakes has the bobblehead. You can watch it on TV.
I hope Bryce Harper's having a good birthday. Yeah.
By the way, Dusty's interviewing with the Phillies today.
I mean, they're interviewing him.
I need that job.
They're trying to turn
golden parachute.
Aren't they interviewing Buck too?
Yeah, they went from, you know, fresh new guy, former player in Kapler. Now they're interviewing Showalter, Dusty, and I believe they want to talk to Girardi as well.
Girardi's already on our show at 8:00.
Yeah, he's already interviewed with Joe's already interviewed
that
with the Cubs.
Yeah,
but you're right.
That hush, hush.
But I will say this: I heard somebody say, you know, that they thought it was just random that 9 of the last 10 teams that have clinched first have lost the World Series. I don't think it's random like, you know, when you're betting on red or black, you know, at the roulette table. I think there is something to kind of getting out of your rhythm, whatever. It doesn't mean that they can't be successful and they can't win this World Series,
always
but I do think it's going to be a little bit more difficult.
Could be from
they might lose on purpose. purpose.
There might be something to it, but you play
the games.
You got to
win when you get. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You can't lose.
You can't throw a game and lose a game.
Could be from a hitting standpoint, but how many of those teams had a Strasburg, Scherzer, Corbin top three to roll out there? Even Sanchez with a top four.
You're right.
I mean, we don't know how this series is going to play out between the Yankees and Astros, but they're going to have a couple days off, too. Maybe not as many.
But not like us.
Not
especially
if
the Astros win the next two.
Not if it goes seven.
Correct.
Hey, Dusty Baker wants to play in. Why do Granddaddy hate me so much? Why did I do to those guys?
Because you wouldn't hit Anthony Rendon second, for God's sakes.
Oh, man, they hated his leadoff hitter decisions.
They did not.
By the way,
that.
You got to feel good against either team when you can throw Max, Strassi, and Corbin in three, like you said. Especially when you can throw Max and Strassi on the road.
How about Sanchez? Sanchez has been phenomenal.
Sanchez darn near no hit him for nine innings.
Yeah. I mean, you feel good about any of those matchups when you can throw those guys on the road.
All right, got to take a break. We are celebrating the Nationals advancing to the World Series the first time ever. What's been your favorite part of the run? You can give us a call at 800-636-1067. We will have some Nats guests throughout the show, including Mike Rizzo, the Nats GM. He joins us at 9 as we go in the clubhouse here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.